USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. Congressional leaders announcing the solemn event in a statement.
Bob Dole redefined and elevated what it has meant to be a public servant.
Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praising Dole's character and calling him a great statesman. Tuesday, President Biden will hold a private conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a variety of topics, including the buildup of Russian troops at the border of Ukraine. Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer on how she expects the president to act during the call.
We all need to be aware that Putin respects strength, and so I want the president to come out and be very, very, show resolve.
USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause was initiated under former President Donald Trump when COVID-19 first surged in the United States back in March 2020, and it was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer says the president should do more than just extend the pause.
Ultimately, we want the president to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt. And we're making a big push in January to get the president to do that.
Former Empire actor Jesse Smollett is taking the stand in his trial for allegedly staging a hate crime attack. Smollett allegedly hiring two people, telling them to wear Make America Great Again hats, and staged that they beat him. Prosecutors calling those two brothers to the stand last week. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The White House is announcing a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics in China.
The Biden administration will not send any diplomatic or official representation to the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki adding the United States is protesting China's ongoing human rights abuses. She says it cannot be business as usual with China. As travel restrictions take effect, a former member of the Trump administration is speaking out.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. You know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.